From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, Hastings Police Blotter, Hastings Indigenous Heritage Celebration. The Hastings Police Department filed reports for incidents from September 29th through October the 6th. On September 29th at 1:48 p.m., officers responded to the 100 block of 2nd Street East for a report of a theft. This was an after-the-fact theft that had occurred. The original incident had taken place one day prior, and after investigation, 49-year-old Joshua J. Snelling of California was cited with misdemeanor theft. On September 29th at 2 o'clock p.m., officers responded to a business in the 2100 block of Vermilion Street regarding a male who was trespassing on private property. 52-year-old Carl Litschke of Hastings was issued a citation for the trespassing violation. On September 30th at 8:26 a.m., officers were notified of a theft of a motor vehicle in the 2900 block of Enterprise Avenue. Officers are investigating. On September 30th at 7:36 p.m., officers responded to Walmart for a reported shoplifting. After investigation, the suspects were not cited due to their status as juveniles. The report was taken as information only. On October 3rd at 9:35 a.m., officers responded to a motor vehicle accident at the intersection of 2nd Street and Spring Street. The report notes that an individual was cited in this accident. On October 3rd at 1:12 p.m., officers conducted tobacco compliance checks in the 1200 block of Vermilion Street. 51-year-old Stephen James St. Marie of Hastings received a citation for selling tobacco to a person under the age of 21. On October 3rd at 3:51 p.m., officers took a vandalism report in the 300 block of 2nd Street East. On October 3rd at 4:56 p.m., officers received a phone call regarding a stop arm violation at the intersection of Voyager Parkway and Rushmore Road. This incident remains under investigation. On October 3rd at 6:35 p.m., officers responded to the 1400 block of Whispering Court for an assist other agency call. On October 3rd at 8:12 p.m., officers were notified about a past action hit-and-run report that had taken place at a business on General Stephen Drive about a month earlier. No other information was immediately provided. Hastings police were dispatched to Walmart on October 5th at 6:51 p.m. for a welfare check. That's where 24-year-old Christian Glasby of Hastings was arrested for controlled substances and for physical obstruction. All subjects who appear in the Hastings police blotter are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Monday was considered a holiday in the United States, and it was considered both Indigenous Peoples Day as well as Columbus Day. And in Hastings over the weekend, there was a celebration of Indigenous heritage and Indigenous art. Simone Rendon was one of the organizers of the event, and she joined KDWA to give us a recap.
A really good turnout for the amount of time that I had to organize it. I can't remember what time, but probably April, May is when I was thinking about it and trying to figure out, like, who would host an event like this or who do I wait for? And somebody said, you can't wait for these things to happen. You just got to do them. So I did. I called my cousin, Lasha Tilson, and said, help me organize this. We have a huge parking lot and we do events here and we can just make this happen. We had 6 vendors and a food vendor, so 7 vendors total. And I think we counted just over 200 people walked through. We have always been here. And this is Dakota land. And I did try to get a Dakota speaker or vendor to come out. And there's so many events happening around the Twin Cities that I wasn't, they were all booked, but there, we have hundreds of tribes and nations. So we are not just all one native tribe. And so to be able to host an event like this and have the diversity of vendors that I had, I'm really proud of myself because we don't all look the same. And it's important for people to like realize that. And also to realize we are not always in our regalia. So just because we don't always braid our hair or wear eagle feathers, we're still indigenous people here.
The event was held over the weekend because of availability, but Rendon tells us next year's event will take place on the official Monday holiday itself. And now a look at your community events. On Saturday, October 25th at 10 a.m., head to Cottage Grove for the 16th annual Monster Bash Parade at the Cottage Grove Strawberry Fest. Have the family dress up in costumes, grab a cozy candy-catching spot, and watch the fun and festive floats as the parade goes by. The parade route begins at the District Service Center on East Point Douglas Road and ends at the District Program Center, also on East Point Douglas Road. On October 26th, it's Trunk or Treat, presented by the Hastings Downtown Business Association. Be a part of the Downtown Candy Crawl. This is on Sunday, October 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m. on Sibley Street. Rally your crew, business, club, team, or family, and decorate a trunk and join the fun while connecting with the Hastings community. It's $50 per spot, so arrive to Sibley Street between 1 to 1:30 p.m., and you'll be directed to your reserved parking spot. Set up your car display and have at least one person host trunk or treaters until 5 p.m. Provide at least 3,000 pieces of candy or non-food items such as pencils or stickers. Reserve your spot by Friday. Email staff at hastingsmn.org for more information. On October 30th, the Afton Historical Museum invites you to a presentation with writer James Silas Rogers titled Landscapes of Memory, Why Cemeteries Matter. Some say the dead are closer this time of year. With that in mind, they'll pause to consider the jumble of memory and forgetfulness they find in cemeteries. James Silas Rogers will explore the relevance and history of cemeteries, read from his writings, and offer new ways to think about landscapes of remembrance. Light refreshments will be served. This is a free event, and the location is 3165 St. Croix Trail South in Afton. Please RSVP by October 27th to 651-346-9494 or email Linda at aftonhistoricalmuseum.com. November 7th through the 9th is the book sale at Pleasant Hill Library. Thursday, November 6th from 5 to 7, it's the Friends of the Pleasant Hill Library members-only preview sale. Friday and Saturday, November 7th and 8th, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. is open to the public. And Sunday, November 9th from 1 to 3 p.m., it's a bag sale with everything you can fit in a bag for $3. The event is cash and check only. Donations are accepted November 1st through the 7th at the library during regular hours. They accept gently used books as well as CDs, DVDs, records, games, and puzzles. Please refrain from donating VHS tapes and old curricular textbooks. All donations should be in good condition without tears or water and smoke damage. More information to come on this event, and you can find all of our community events on the community events page of the KDWA website. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour reporting.